Hey, welcome to Therapy Sessions, the podcast where we turn up the volume on mental health conversations. It's all powered by Happy Jack Entertainment, a pioneering entertainment company that uses music and media to champion mental health. Now, each episode features conscious conversations with guests who share their personal experiences with mental health challenges and the strategies they use to manage them. This podcast right here is your sanctuary for meaningful dialogues that inspire change. So join us for captivating interviews, eye-opening discussions, and a community that is committed to breaking stigmas and fostering a more inclusive world. What's up? I'm your host, Maxwell. So all you got to do is tune in to Therapy Sessions and be a part of the movement that's making mental health a conversation we can all be a part of.
What's up? I'm Chelsea Cutler, and this is Therapy Sessions.
Can we give Chelsea Cutler a round of applause, please? Yes. What up, Chelsea? How you doing, yo? I guess I want to start first off by asking, we love here on the Therapy Sessions podcast, getting to know how happy your heart is at this moment. Where is your heart? It might not be happy, but just what's that feeling like inside your chest there?
No, that's such a good question. What a intimate way to
get
kicked off. I think it's good.
Okay.
You know, I think, again, like putting out the album that you've been working on for 2 years, you know, it's a very, very overwhelming feeling. And I think I'm just trying to take it one day at a time and like really tune in to my ability to like express gratitude and practice gratitude.
Wow.
Even when I wake up and I'm feeling like cynical or maybe even just in my head, a lot of racing thoughts about how is the album performing, what's going on? Like I'm just tuning into my gratitude.
Yeah, because I could imagine you could get lost going down those rabbit holes of numbers, of, you know, setting up expectations and maybe not reaching them, or maybe spiral into little, I don't know, pockets of self-doubt, you know what I mean, if it doesn't reach a certain milestone. But
yeah, the data is so available.
Yeah.
It's so available.
It's there, you know what I mean? But just to know that you've created this body of work that you put your blood, sweat, and tears into your heart. You're being so open and vulnerable. Like you have been. We've been buds for a bit. And just, as you say, being grateful that you're able to do this. That's got to be like a special feeling, knowing that you get to follow your heart and just share your art with the world, right?
Yeah, dude. I try to just tell myself, if 19-year-old or 18-year-old you found out you got this opportunity or found out this thing happened, how would you react? Because you get jaded really quick.
Real fast.
And so I just try to say, like, okay, what would 19-year-old Chelsea say about this? Would she be excited about it?
Would she be?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hell
definitely.
Yeah.
Huh? I think about everything.
Dude, that's got to be mad cool to have that thought, to be able to go back, you know, in your heart, in your brain, and to find the smile, you know what I mean? To be thankful that you do get to do this. I don't know if I've ever asked you this. Where did it start? How did you know that music was going to be the thing that, you know, that was going to be your life's work, your passion?
I think that, so my parents had music playing all the time. Word. They took us to Bruce Springsteen concerts from the second we could walk.
Yo.
Yeah, so it was like always a thing. They made us take piano lessons and guitar lessons. And so it was like music was always there.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that particularly with like growing up in Connecticut and going to private school, really small, rigorous, like academic college, obviously the environment around you is essentially just like, go to law school, go to med school.
These are the things, this is the strategy, this is how it's supposed to go. Yeah.
And so my dad's actually a painter.
Okay,
and
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he's amazing. And they, once, you know, traction started to build with music, my parents actually sat me down and they were like, you should leave college.
To have that support, what must that mean to know that you have a family that is willing to really foster that creative side?
I mean, it's amazing, because I think creativity is so overlooked.
Yes.
I really do. Like, even if you just look at a basic school curriculum, oftentimes it's like the first thing for funding to get cut. It's just overlooked.
Invest in the arts, y'all. Invest in the arts, please.
And if you're like,
thank you.
If you're like sick at something artistic, it's just not valued the same way as someone who's sick like at a sport.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah.
Like that, I mean, that was my personal experience. Like in a lot of, I went to like a few different schools throughout like middle school and high school, but at like a bunch of the schools I went to, it was so uncool to be like into singing.
Yeah.
And so, to have parents who, you know, my dad like worked from home as a painter my whole life. So to see that and have that example is, and they like sat us down, had my dad would give us painting lessons.
Holy cow.
Yeah, like art was really, really important in our household.
As it should be. I mean, just not only art being important, but the idea to have someone or to have your family, as most families do. I mean, let's you know, keep it honest. We'll support, you know, hopefully, you know, what their child is doing. But to really have someone, you know, understand that that was what made your heart happy and to allow you to do that.
They saw before I did, too.
Crazy. Yeah. I mean, so to now have this be what you get to do, it was almost like it was destined to happen. Almost like this conversation. I mean, we've chatted a bunch of different times in different, you know, environments. And to have this conversation now and to have these kind of talks, it's like, I don't know. I'm a believer in things happen for a reason.
Oh, me too.
But it's like super cool that these are the things that are happening for this reason. And you get to be the artist who you are. You get to connect through your craft. Dude, that's got to be a powerful feeling. When you're out there on stage and you're watching words come to life through the fans singing back to you, what are those moments like from your vantage point?
I mean, extremely gratifying.
Yeah.
I think especially like we were talking about, it's just such a data-driven landscape across a lot of industries right now.
Yep.
You know, touring and playing shows, it's super cyclical. So, you know, there's a period, for example, the last year of my life where we've been off cycle with touring, where most of what I have to go off of is numbers and data. And when you get in front of real fans, it's like all of that
goes away.
Poof.
Yeah.
Fuck it, dude. Like, it's not relevant. Mm-mm. And people are, that's what's relevant. You know?
When you lock eyes with someone, whether it's a small Bowery Ballroom type of a show or it's Red Rocks, you know what I mean? Or it's these massive Lollapalooza stages, but you know you've made that connection through your music. How validating is that as a songwriter, as a creator, to know that, yo, I think I'm tapping into something special and we're having this intimate conversation, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
In this community. What's that like?
Honestly, it's really, really surprising at times because sometimes the lyrics or the sentiments that connect are the ones you didn't think would and other way around. And when I sit down to make music, I'm always doing it for me and as a mode of, you know, my own expression. And I've always kind of just said it's such a miraculous byproduct that in some way that can affect other people. But it's just very weird because you don't sit down with the intention of connecting with other people.
Sure.
You sit down to just express yourself. And I don't know, like Your Bones is such an interesting example because when I wrote that song, I just kind of, obviously, great record, I love it. When I made it, my first thought was, it's a love song, it came so easy to me, so therefore it can't be like that powerful or that vulnerable. And then all of a sudden, all these people on the internet.
It had its own story for somebody else.
Totally. It can just be really, really unexpected which lyrics or, and again, sentiments connect with people.
That's art.
Yeah.
How cool is that? I'm gonna flip my paper because you definitely are looking at it and I have it right here. I'm somebody I don't recognize, but I'm so happy to be her. Some of the lyrics from that amazing song. What does that moment mean to you? Not being able to recognize, but happy to be her.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, that song just came so easily to me. I wrote it with Joel Little, who's amazing, and like I said, these words just poured out of me. And so I thought that there was no way they could really reflect true vulnerability because you kind of have this idea that vulnerability is supposed to be really, really hard.
Yeah.
And it's not always. And even looking back at that song, I'm like, wow, I said some really profound stuff in there that I didn't realize was so profound. But that line in particular, I think, you know, being in a really healthy long-term relationship has really been so good for me and really, really grounding for me. And it's just really interesting to kind of look at how I've matured over the 5 years of us being together. And you're like, oh, look, who is that
who
person?
Is that person?
Who is she?
I'm proud of you.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
No, for real, to have that support, to have these words stem from, you know, things that mean so much to you and to be so open in your lyrics. Is it scary at times? I don't know if I've asked you that, but is it scary to be putting your heart on your sleeve, or, you know, letting it flow out and then the rest of the world hearing how you're feeling?
Not most of the time. Okay. I think what's scary to me is more people I know.
Okay.
Like, I don't really think too much about the other 7 billion yeah. people on Earth, but I do think, like, oh no, my mom's gonna hear this. Like, what? Or, like, yeah, like, my, I don't know, like, the president of, like, Monty and Avery, yeah. probably, what, like, what? They're gonna listen to this and be like,
yeah.
What's Chelsea going through?
What you going through?
Yeah.
But you're going through true human emotions, and that's why everyone loves what it is that you're doing. It could be that you're writing a trap record. I don't know, but if it's from a real emotion that you're feeling, it's that connectivity.
I'll pay to see me do that.
If anybody watching, hit the comments, let us know. You know what I'm saying?
Send some beats.
Hashtag Chelsea Trap. You know what I'm saying? Let's see if we get that trending. But no, but what I'm getting to is just, if it's just, it's emotionally, or it's truly who you are, that's where you're feeling. It's that connectivity that you're, totally. You know what I mean? That you're creating with us through your tunes. I want to, as we hang here talking therapy sessions, this pod has been really eye-opening for a lot of us, a part of the Happy Jack Entertainment family, just finding how amazing it is that people in your position are really willing now to be in a space to talk about heart health, mental health, how important it is to treat yourself right, because it makes you a better version of yourself. When was it that you really felt and understood, like, yo, I gotta do for self sometimes, man. I gotta make sure I'm hanging with my family and I'm not doing this, or I'm, you know, taking the time away to, when did you kind of start to connect that to make sure that Chelsea was doing good?
I think it's still something that I think it's still a work in progress, especially in a job where you're self-employed. And I don't have context, you know, before doing music, I worked at a country club for one summer.
Fam.
It was miserable.
I was Chuck E. Cheese. Like, I had no other job other than radio and Chuck E. Cheese.
So this is speculation because I don't have too much context. Sometimes when you're self-employed, it's like particularly difficult to instill boundaries. And
okay.
I feel a lot of guilt around taking time away. And I often say too, like, when I'm talking about feeling burnt out, I'm like, this kind of burnout isn't, and I think this is probably something that everyone feels right now, just, you know, with all the stimulus that is around us at all times. But the type of burnout that honestly feel on a daily basis, like, it's not something that I think can be remedied by, like, a long weekend.
Yeah.
Like, I think that a lot of us would benefit from, like, 3 months.
For sure.
Of just, okay, you know how when you have a weekend,
yep.
you have Friday and Saturday, or, like, let's just say, because I know with our jobs, it's usually working on the weekend. So even
Always.
Let's say you just get, like, a day off. I can't enjoy the day.
Not enough.
I'm freaking out. No matter what I'm doing, I'm staring at the clock. I'm sitting paralyzed by, like, how should I spend this off time?
Yeah.
Should I take a bath? Should I be productive? Should I do errands? Should I nap? Like, I can't handle the pressure. Every once in a while, I kind of think humans should be taking, like, a real week off.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, a real week to just decompress. And obviously, extremely, you know, extremely privileged position to even...
To even think it, or to have the opportunity to do
that.
Yeah. But understandable. We need that. We need to recharge our battery. That's one thing that I love about Happy Jack and what the mission statement is for what they are doing for their artists, is understanding that, hey, we get it. You know, we're out here. We want people to enjoy your sound, your tunes, your music, all the things that you do to make the rest of the world happy and smile and connect. But if you need that time to be by yourself, we support that 100%. And it's important because that's just what we as humans, we deserve that time to connect with those people who we don't get to connect with. I mean, we talked about the fact that, you know, you have the opportunity to spend time with your family versus go to a concert, you know, and it's important for you to do those types of things. You know, what are the things that you like to do to make sure that you are feeling your best?
Honestly, over the last, like, year in particular, I've really identified that exercise is like a non-negotiable for me.
Gotcha.
Me exercising consistently versus me not exercising consistently is an entirely different person.
Really?
In terms of my mental health.
For sure.
So that, you know, really prioritizing sleep.
Yeah.
Too, dude. Like,
by the way, I want to say that Because I got my family and friends behind the camera, and they text me at like 8 o'clock in the morning, and I'm not answering my phone for a reason. I'm prioritizing my sleep, fam. So the Do Not Disturb is on like a motherfucker. I love you guys. I'm seeing the text messages, but no. Yeah.
I know my management knows that too. Like they know they know when I see the text and I'm doing.
Yeah, I see the text.
It's on me right now. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Obviously, I've only lived in New York City. I don't really know the culture of other places, but in New York, it's just so fast paced and like everyone's grinding on like 5, 6, 7 hours of sleep. Yeah. And I need like 9 hours of sleep.
Go ahead, like, hit that one time.
Yeah, I need that.
Yeah, nine hours of sleep. I didn't finish the dab very well.
We'll
finish the dab this time. Let's do it. There it is.
Kind of left me hanging there a little bit. Yeah. No, but yeah, sleep's really important. And like I think honestly, truly like taking time away from social media is so important.
You know, I wanna ask you about that. As you know, as an artist who is, I mean, just gosh, man, connected through social media with so many people across the globe. You know, is there such thing as notifications being on your phone for, you know, TikTok or Instagram,
God,
or anything like that?
No, that's
what I'm saying. Like, are you able to like not go and swipe for hours upon hours on end on something like TikTok or?
Yeah, I mean, I don't have any notifications on.
Yeah.
I definitely can fall into the TikTok trap.
Okay. All right.
You know, everyone can.
Yeah. But I mean, when it comes to like Googling oneself like that, those are things that, I mean, do you participate? Will you, I mean, or do you try your best to, push that stuff aside?
Okay. This is what I'll say, because it probably sounds really narcissistic to anyone who's not in like a forward facing position. But I promise if you knew that there was any degree of commentary about you on the internet, and like as you would understand, like it's just human nature to like look at it.
Inquire.
It's just impossible not to.
Yeah.
And yeah, I've had this conversation with my team a bunch, because sometimes I'll text them like upset about something. I'm really fortunate. Like there's, you know, I'm not really like famous to an extent where there's much negative commentary, but once in a while you see it and they'll just be like, just don't look at it.
Yeah.
Like, you guys, I want to take my manager by the neck and be like, dude, if there were hundreds of people typing your name and they had opinions about it, you'd be so deep in that you wouldn't even know which way was left and right.
You've been listening to Therapy Sessions, powered by Happy Jack Entertainment. Make sure you're subscribing to our podcast to be alerted when our next episode drops and when we continue the conversation. Speaking of conversation, if you like what you've heard and want to help us grow, all you got to do is leave a review. And if you feel like you want to take action and join the movement, well, just make sure to tag us at Happy Jack Entertainment on Instagram and hashtag Therapy Sessions Pod so we can join in as well.